Every summer, a festival of Russian, Slavic, and Eastern European music is held in New York's Catskill Mountains. The organizers of the Jet Lag Festival considered canceling it this year due to the invasion of Ukraine, but they decided to carry on with the show. John Kalish has this report.
Jet Lag co-founder Vicky Feldman drove me around the campground in a golf cart to see the festival's three outdoor stages and a tent that served tea 24 hours a day.
This year we have 2,800 people, 500 of them are artists and volunteers and workshop providers, and they get free tickets.
Feldman's daughter Alice is one of the festival's creative directors.
We paused all of our planning for 3 weeks just to take stock in early March of what was happening. And then we came up with the idea that we would have a goal of trying to raise $50,000 to donate to Ukraine relief efforts. And when we decided to do that, we got the inspiration and the spark to go ahead with this year.
Emperor Norton's stationary marching band was festooned with LEDs as it played in the pitch dark. Several subcultures collide at this Catskill festival, whose lineup ranges from acoustic to heavy metal and Russian rap. Every summer, several major Russian acts are part of that mix, but this year those artists weren't able to get visas to come here. This year, a multimedia installation included a reading of writings by Ukrainian playwrights in reaction to the Russian attack.
As soon as war began, we said, it will last a few days, and then it will be over.
There were two Russian performers at the festival who decided to come to America because of the war. Four-year-old Alyosha Levstein is the son of a prominent Russian jazz musician. He worked as a graphic designer in Moscow, but now lives on a farm with friends of his grandmother. Levstein is anxious about his new life in America.
It's not an easy decision to stay here. I have a lot to consider, and it's starting work, I don't know, finding new people, renting. All of that stuff that I have to deal with right now, and apparently I don't really have a clue how to deal with it.
This is the Flying Balkan Laikas, a Russian-speaking band from California. The bass player fled Russia shortly before the war started. Campfire singing is a big part of the jet lag scene, but Daniel Cherkasky says the campfire repertoire was filtered this year because Russian songs are now toxic. Cherkasky was born in Kyiv and now lives in Chicago. He sings old Soviet propaganda songs as performance art, but decided that material was no longer appropriate for jet lag.
It used to be funny to sing about the communist regime fantasies about colonizing other stars, because there was a distance. It was in the past. Soviet Union has collapsed. So it felt like a content that was safe to use. And now it's not.
Instead, Cherkasky sang traditional Ukrainian folk songs. Cherkasky co-founded a nonprofit called Ukraine Trust Chain, which has raised more than $1 million to evacuate and feed tens of thousands of Ukrainian war refugees, an effort that continues to this day. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.